Well, I place the two cameras in my working desk. One is above it, one is just in front of me. I put another camera in my yard, and the fourth one in my bedroom, right above my bed.
I'm looking at the feed now, and I can see that you're wearing a black bomber jacket, and you're sitting at your desk in front of something that looks quite fluffy.
Well, it's a cat there.
Oh, it's your cat. Oh, I couldn't see that from this angle.
Right. He always sitting in front of me.
And so why is it that you've decided to show the world your life at home in this way?
It's come to a decision last year. I disappeared for 81 days, which made my friend, family members and people who cares about me very frustrated, because they don't know where I am. They don't know how long that's going to be. And because this is the 1 year anniversary yesterday, and I want to give them something so they can release this kind of frustration and anger. They can see me, you know, they can see me at work or sleep. But at the same time, this kind of form are used by public security during the 81 days of detention in the, you know, in the room and in the bathroom, right? They have many civilian cameras watching me, even I was in the detention room. And so in front of me, my house, also there's 15 security cameras. So you can see they are so eagerly to know what I'm doing and who is associated with me and, you know, my privacy and my private space. So by setting this up, I introduce them to most private areas, as you can see. And, you know, I just trying to tell them this transparency and open up will not hurt me. And I really encourage them also can just share some information to tell me why they detained me or why they have to put this tax bill on me, and because all those information are sealed and nobody would really communicate with me or have any kind of discussion.
But I suppose in a way you're making the intrusion of privacy even worse, aren't you, by having a camera even pointed at your bed?
Well, that happened while I was in detention, and not only have cameras in front of my bed, I also have two soldiers standing there 24 hours, just 80 centimeter away from me, and they just have to look at me 24 hours a day. I'm kind of used to it, you know. This is, of course, it's not so comfortable situation, but to think so many people still in that kind of condition.
What kind of reaction have you had so far?
I should say just a minute ago, authority ordered I have to shut it off.
Oh, really? You've been told that you have to close it down?
Yeah.
So what will you do?
I will be shut down, you know.
And is this for you purely a political protest, or is there any sense it could be seen as an art installation?
My artwork always also have the political meaning there, because I'm an artist which living in a very political environment.
And so you continue to work on your art despite the kind of political pressure that you've been under?
Expression is part of life. I mean, you cannot really say I can work other way. I just no other choice. This is, you know, as an artist, I do what I can to reflect human conditions and to reflect my true feeling about this world.